Quite a well-known mantra in Nyingma tradition. We consider this is the highest mantra. It goes A-A, Shasa, Maha. So this mantra is considered highest because it's a random selection of Sanskrit alphabet, has no meaning. That's why.
Can you say that again?
A-A, Shasa, Maha. It has no meaning.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. All right. So
that's the Mahayana school.
Great. So, are you enjoying the day?
Yes.
Great. Is the temperature too warm? Okay, just fine. Great. Glad to hear that. You're welcome to eat anywhere you'd like on this side of the wooden gate. This hall is open to you. It's a beautiful day outside. You're welcome to eat anywhere on the land. In the foyer, we have a microwave and utensils and plates at your disposal. And we also have flyers that give you directions to the local delis in case you didn't bring a lunch and you're not sure what to do. So feel free to ask me or any of the volunteers any questions you may have about that. Also, just deep bows to all of our volunteers for supporting the day. We can't do this these days without you. So,
if you could stay for the announcements, that would be great.
Great, yeah. So, on the back table, or on a different back table, we have some flyers. One of them is a flyer on mindfulness and climate action. For about 5 weeks, there are a number of very senior meditation and mindfulness teachers who are giving talks online about climate change. So if you're interested in learning more about that, there's flyers in the back. James is going to be one of the leaders on tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow afternoon from...
Tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Pacific time. It's 9:30 to 10:30.
11. Yeah. It's all there on the sheet.
Just grab a flyer.
It's also free. It's a free exploration of Dharma and climate action. Yeah.
Great.
And you can sign up and then listen afterwards if you're not around tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Jack and Tara Brock have been part of it. David Loy, Bhikkhu Bodhi, an amazing list of leaders are a part of this. So. And I know James has been on the forefront of this campaign to bring the Dharma into this area. It's so important to our planet. So I expect it's going to be a great, great call tomorrow, or online call. There's also a email sign-up list if you would like to receive emails from James about his upcoming offerings. One of which is his Awakening Joy course. Has anyone here done the Awakening Joy course? Great. It's a wonderful online and in-person series of teachings from the Bay Area's finest teachers. So I
including Rinpoche.
Yeah. So there's flyers with a cute little doggy on top there. On Monday and Tuesday, we're doing a workshop on loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity with Donald Rothberg and Heather Sundberg. Ajashanti is coming soon on November 1st. It has not sold out, but it's getting close. So if you Yeah, so please sign up online for that. And then we are recording talks today, some of which may go up onto dharmaseed.org tonight. We have these slips of paper for you with the website address of where you can access these talks, as well as like about 2,200 other talks and meditation leads from a variety of teachers who have taught here over the past 20 years. So this is freely available to you and to anyone as long as you have the website address. So I'll put those on the back table shortly. You know, I thank the volunteers for being here and supporting the day. Anam Tupton and James Beres are here out of their own generosity. They're not getting paid a dime for being here. And they have a lot of gratitude for your offerings in the world. You know, I work here, but I would totally be here today to be a part of it if I wasn't. So just to underscore that that they're here out of their own generosity. And if you would like to support them and their teachings, there are ways to do that. There are baskets in the foyer, which we're collecting donations for the teachers. You can write thank you cards, notes of gratitude. You can put in financial contributions. Checks can be made to Spirit Rock. There's credit card forms in the bottom of the basket, and cash is fine. We'll take 100% of everything that's put in the baskets and give all of that to the teachers. Your class fee today supports Spirit Rock, supports the land and the staff and all of our expenses. And so we thank you for that, for keeping us going. The class fees support about 70% of our expenses. The 30% left is donations to Spirit Rock. And the teachers maintain this tradition of generosity started by the Buddha, which the monks are supported by the lay community and share the teachings freely. So we try to uphold that tradition as best as we can. And that's how today the teachers are here in line with that tradition. And so we all keep each other going in a way. So if anyone has any questions about the Dana system, Dana is the old Pali word for generosity, please let me know. Thank you again for being here, both of you. And so we'll come back at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Great.
Great.
Thank you.
Enjoy your lunch. Relax. Just be.